Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia 7-year warranty. Wherever the next 7 years bring you, Kia has you covered.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
At RT.ie and on the RT player at the moment, by the way, some fantastic programmes. My favourite by a country mile is Paths to Freedom. I think it's 12 years old. Deirdre O'Kane, Michael McElhattan, Peter MacDonald, Brendan Coyle. It's just absolutely hilarious from beginning to end. And indeed, an incredible cameo performance by Jerry Ryan, who died 10 years ago this coming weekend. But there was another great programme on RT last night. It was called Abbey Feel Good, as in Abbey Feel, the town in County Limerick. And bizarrely, it filmed in 16 different barbers and hairdressers in Abbeyfeel. Apparently, Abbeyfeel has per head of population, so to speak, per hairy head of population, has more barbers and hairdressers than anywhere else in the country. And I just mentioned it earlier on because we've been getting an incredible reaction to the way it was made and the way it was presented. And Danielle O'Donoghue, go ahead.
Hi Joe, how are you?
You see the programme?
I did. Okay. I thought it was absolutely amazing. It was so beautifully made. It was really quirky. It was real, true to life. I suppose the opening scene and being from the town itself, you don't know what to expect, and you just saw all the shots of the buildings and the broken window panes and derelict shots, and you're like, oh God, how are we going to come out of this looking? But I was like, why didn't they get the shots of the lovely trees and the great work the tidy town does? But I was pleasantly surprised. It just came across so well, and the town and the people that took part in it were just so proud of them all down here, because it's not easy to open up like that and share personal stories.
Incredible. Are you in Abbeyfeel?
I'm in Abbeyfeel, yeah. My mum and I, Mary, we own a wedding flower business.
Oh, okay.
Tithe and Not Weddings, get the plug in. Over 33 years, and my dad also has a supermarket, and that's going for over 50 years, so we're here a long time.
Now, the programme is called Abbeyfeel Good. It's on the RT player.
Mm-hmm.
But will you tell people what was it about?
Well, obviously, it was about the amount of hairdressers that we have in the town. It's quite a lot of hairdressers, but I suppose our town is...
Why is that?
I don't really know. I suppose a lot of the hairdressers actually put it really well last night, that a lot of the places have kind of the sociable places like the pubs and things like that in the town have closed down. There used to be brilliant social life here years ago, but a lot of that is quietened down and people are going elsewhere. So the hairdressers seems to have become the place where a lot of people come for their social interaction and things like that these days.
So Abbeyfeel really is known far and wide for its hairdressers, is it? And as barbers?
It is, and I suppose for anyone that travels up and down to Kerry, it's a bottleneck.
That's true,
be told. So that's what a lot of people will know Abbeyfeel for in terms of the traffic. But I just thought it was just so beautifully made, and I was just so proud of the town and the people that are in it, and I thought they did the town really great justice.
And the other thing is that because of the times we now live in, there's no hairdressers or barbers open. Obviously, this was made before the lockdown, but we got a glimpse of the type of conversation that goes on, the intimate conversations that go on between hairdresser or barber and client.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like,
on the one hand, people told very funny stories.
Yeah.
And then they told stories about losing a son to death by suicide, losing a daughter in a car accident that the mother was in. It was just jaw-dropping. It was breathtaking.
It was, yeah. And I think the way that it came across, it was just so beautifully made and just really respectful too as well, you know, for those people that decided to share their stories and were just so brave to share them and be so open. But the filmmakers, I think, just did a really lovely job in capturing it all as well.
And were you aware that it was being made in the town when it was being filmed?
Not a whole pile happens here now, Joe. So I think anybody that has a camera that's in the town,
okay.
I think, everyone was aware, but it was filmed a while ago, so we were all just eagerly awaiting to see it, and we were really excited, but delighted with how it turned out. Well, from my point of view anyway, I just thought it was brilliant, and just delighted that they got to showcase the town and show the nation.
Right, and did you know any of the characters in? Did you know Chrissy and Anne and Tim? Did you know Flurry?
It is, yeah.
Do you know Flurry?
No, well, I'd know him to see him. I've never actually seen inside his shop door, so I think a lot of people in town actually probably wouldn't have seen inside his barber, so we were delighted to get a sneak peek. But obviously we know nearly all, because we're in business ourselves, we know all the hairdressers in the town anyway, you know, personally and stuff like that. So.
And on the one hand, people were saying, Abbeyfield, like so many towns, has probably suffered with big... whatever, where do people go shopping or whatever, and one woman said at one stage you can't, what did she say,
that you can't buy knickers in the town anymore.
It's not true.
I think so, possibly.
Because somebody was on the programme a few weeks ago looking for knicker elastic to make PPE equipment, and my desk is heaving under the amount of knicker elastic. So if anyone, and we did send it to them, and they have enough, and we kept busy for years. But if anyone wants knicker elastic, give me a shout. give me a shout. Flory's a barber for what, 6 decades or something?
A long 60
years,
time.
Yeah,
and there's no name over the door or anything like that, but... It just looked like such a lovely place, and poor Canon Neville, our parish priest for a long, long time, featured in it and passed away then just shortly 2 days afterwards. So,
when was it being filmed? Last year, was it?
You know what, I actually don't know, so don't hold me to that, but it was filmed at some stage, possibly last year, I think, but I'm not totally sure.
Yeah, and it was, the director was Alex Fegan.
Okay.
And he made Older Than Ireland, which was incredible.
That. Brilliant.
And he made The Irish Pub.
I haven't
Did you ever
that
see
that?
Oh, that's
no.
magnificent as well.
Is it?
Atom Films. Well, they were everyone involved. There was lots of credits at the end, but everyone involved deserves. Where's Mick Moriarty? Mick, good afternoon. The Baldy Barber from Cork. Did you see it, Mick?
I did, Joe.
What did you think of it? Review it for our listeners.
It was absolutely fantastic. And just imagine, for just over 2,000 people, there were so many hairdressers.
Incredible.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. But Flory's Barbershop brought me back to my own father's barbershop on Merchant's Quay.
Right.
My father had a fireplace like that, and he was born in the Tufter, and he died at 61 years of age in 1978.
Yeah.
So, that's only a couple of years ago, Joe. But, it would be great to see Flory, and that was the city centre of Cork. That he was having his wood and the peat as well as cider. Lovely, lovely, traditional and great, you know.
But
he had a lovely little shop, but it was so sad to hear the stories being told from the hairdresser and the customers that had lost their family members.
That was Martin, who lost his son. I'm trying to remember the names,
That's right. It was very sad to the men,
And would you get stories like that in a barber's, Mick?
You would.
Would you?
And people are very, they'd be very, what to call it?
Giving.
Careful about, about, and they need someone to talk to.
And it's a fantastic scene where Martin is talking about his boy, who was 19, he was on the cusp of going to third level, doing really well, and unfortunately a darkness overcame him or whatever, and he died by suicide. But when he was telling that story to the camera, so to speak, Flory... this remarkable man, he kind of stood back.
He stood back,
and he bowed his head to respect the moment and respect the boy. That was beautiful.
It was absolutely fantastic.
And are you in or out of your business at the moment, Mick? You're gone.
We're out since the 14th of March, closed down. But I go over to my shop 3 times a week, and one of my other staff checks it as well. Because unfortunately, we had a few problems there last week in Blackpool.
Okay.
There were a few undesirables around the place. Anyway, the guards picked them up, and because they were breaking into places around the place.
Okay.
And when
we get back to normal, so to speak, how will your business change?
Well, I'm lucky. I have 4 chairs in my shop, Joe. So, if I have 4 barbers working. Let's just have 1 person and 4 people waiting, because it's big enough.
Yeah.
And then people have to wait outside the door or wait in the car and things like that.
Okay.
At the moment, I'm ordering disposable hairdressing gowns.
Hmm.
I'm ordering about 2,000 of them.
Wow.
Which is going to cost money.
And
gloves and masks for my staff. Unfortunately, I won't be able to go behind the chair myself, because I've had a few operations myself in the last couple of years.
Okay.
And I spent a stint in the University Hospital in Cork last week. It wasn't the virus, thank God, but it was stress from worrying about the business.
Yeah.
That's what it was, nothing else. So, okay. In fairness, they were superb inside this UH, absolutely superb. But my staff are ready and willing to go back to work straight away, thank God.
Danielle, isn't that one of the really odd things? All those wonderful, wonderful people that featured last night and the hairdressers and barbers, 16 of them in Abbey Field. They're all closed.
I know. We're the same, sure. We're a wedding flower business, so couples have cancelled but postponed a lot of their weddings for obviously April and May and some future ones as well. So it's devastating for anyone that's in business, really. Okay.
Well, they did Abbey Field proud. They did a country proud. And it was a really, I know it wasn't, no one could ever predict it, could have ever predicted what world we would be living in. But it was just so apt to see something that's so recently made and is a reminder of what the world was like before this awful pestilence visited us. But anyway, well done, everyone in Abbey Field and all the people who told their story, and the filmmakers, Alec Feegan and his crew. And it's on the RTE player still. I'm glad you contacted us about that, Danielle, because I was dying to talk about it, my own obsessions at the minute. But it was a great programme. OK, Danielle O'Donoghue was talking about Abbey Feelgood, as was Mick Moriarty. 51551, my chance.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
A profile of Gerry Ryan.
The Gerry that I knew was always the life and soul. The funniest man ever on radio.
Gerry was afraid of nobody.
Gerry's children were up there and literally everything else was on the floor as far as he was concerned.
He wouldn't go to bed till 2 or 3 in the morning. He'd come on in the morning and he'd be terrific, but he paid a price for it.
He had a happy knack of speaking to thousands of people, but yet you thought he was speaking to you alone.
Gerry Ryan, a legacy. Sunday at 9:30 on RT1 Television.
COVID-19 is here, but together we can slow the spread of the virus. Remember to keep washing your hands, cough or sneeze into a tissue or your elbow, avoid touching your face and keep surfaces clean. But most importantly, stay at home. While most people can make essential trips for groceries or medicines, if you're over 70 or have a serious medical condition, you must stay at home. For information, go to hse.ie or call 1850 24 1850. Protection from coronavirus. It's in our hands. From the HSE.
The Euro Millions jackpot is a guaranteed 17 million euro. If you'd like to play any of your favourite National Lottery games from home, just download the app or visit lottery.ie. Play responsibly. Play for fun.
Hello there, John Creedon here with an open invitation to join me for a musical pick-me-up every night as we leave the cares of the day behind and head off into the evening with a fine blend of roots, rock, reggae, folk, funk, punk and all the rest. So whether you're in the car, the kitchen or out the back, you're in the right place. At the end of the day, there's always the Creedon Show. Weeknights at 8 on RTE Radio 1.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia 7-year warranty. Wherever the next 7 years bring you, Kia has you covered.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
A knicker elastic that was on my desk, I'm told it's been snapped up, it's gone. Keep your hand off my knicker elastic. It's gone, unfortunately, within 10 seconds of me mentioning it. Okay, Tom Houlihan. Tom, good afternoon. That incredible story.
Good afternoon,
Joe. Incredible story. We stumbled across. I didn't know Artane was going to feature in it. Your father was in Artane. This is how recent it was. Tell us.
My father was in Artane from 27 to 35, Joe. 1927 to 1935.
And did he ever talk about it?
Not until after my mother passed away, and then he started to talk a little bit about it, but you'd have to drag it out of him.
And what did he say?
Hungry all the time. From the day he went in to the day he came out, hungry, hungry. And he said something to me one day. He said, I never met a Christian brother or a human being, he said, as cruel as a Christian brother with a leather belt or a leather strap.
Yeah.
They were beaten. For the least infringement, they were beaten.
And did you ever see Artane?
I've never been up there, Joe. In fact, last week, Sanford Reggae Bay was on. I just switched over the channel.
Yeah.
I turned it off. I couldn't watch it.
Are you serious? Why?
I couldn't. his childhood was horrendous, Joe, in there, and even when he came out, you see, they were farmed out at 16 years old. He was farmed out to Mr. and Mrs. Kelly in Clondra in Longford, and he was there for 2 years. And then one morning they called him in and said, you're 80, you know, you're free to go. So they gave him a good breakfast, gave him his wages, they gave him £5 extra and a calf on a rope, Joe. They gave him a calf on a rope.
A calf on a rope?
On a rope, yeah. And he went into Longford town with the calf from Clondra, and he swallowed the calf for a fiver.
Nice.
And he went back to Artane, but they told him to go away from that. He went back to Attie in Kildare, where he was from. My father was from Enniman, listen, from Attie. My father was from St. John's Lane.
Okay.
And he had two half-sisters, and they turned him away. So the only thing he could do then was he went back to Longford, and he walked to the pub.
But he walked to Longford with a calf on a lead?
On a lead, on a rope, yeah.
And when did he die?
He died in 2000, Manjo, and it's awful sad how he died. Back in the 50s, when he was a linesman, he was up a pole in Lower Salt Hill. He was a linesman for 45 years.
In the SB, yeah.
In the SB, and he seen St. Joseph's Industrial School was beside him, and there was a man who walked there, a civilian, and he was beating the child.
Beating a child, okay. Your dad saw it from the top of the pole as he was moving.
From the
okay.
top of the pole.
Yeah.
He came down, took off his belt and ran in his stocking feet down the lane with Weisland and across the field, and he got stuck into him.
He had a row with the adult who was...
Yeah, and this man was notorious, Joe.
Right.
I knew him, but anybody doesn't matter who he is. And what happened was, the night before he died, Joe, Merlin Park, I came in, and he was trying to get his leg out of the bed.
Yeah.
He had a nappy. He had a nappy on him. And I put the nappy back on him, and I calmed him down. I said, what's wrong, Joe? He was pinting across the way, Joe, to the bed opposite. And I went over, and I pulled the curtain, I had a look, and I walked away. It's the same guy from that area, Joe. And my father died the following day. They didn't know who they were putting in there.
It was the same, it was the chap.
It was the same guy. Everyone knew him, Joe. Yeah.
The same chap that was beating up the child that your father obviously brought him back to Artane, got down off the ESB pole, ran, confronted him, and they had a...
my father decked him.
Your father decked him, okay. And they were in... Your father was lying opposite him on his deathbed.
Yes, he happened to come in the same night. My father was in there for a few days and they brought him in and my father seen him. No, I hadn't been there at that stage.
Yeah.
But he kept pointing. He was trying to get out of the bed, Joe. And he kept pointing.
Rest him.
And, you know.
And what, do you know what happened to that other man? Did he die in the hospital?
He passed away a couple of days later,
wow.
sir, as I know.
What a story. Know? Oh, Tom, that's incredible. Tom, mind yourself and God rest your
not
dad. It's an incredible insight into the world. That's, as I say, there's Tom. His dad was in Artane. And there's people, as we heard earlier, Christopher, who was in Artane Industrial School. It happened in our lifetime. We need to talk about it. 51551, wash your hands continues. Fergus Sweeney, producer Ray Darcy's next.